Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob, today is Global Beatles Day. And yep. In your own words, you don't care.
Not really, I don't care. I just never, it's not music my parents listen to. I probably saw the Yellow Submarine movie at university and just thought it was
just hilarious,
awful, just insufferable. But the music, yeah, it's just a blind spot.
Yeah, look, I understand. I, on the other hand, am the complete opposite. I'm wearing my Beatles t-shirt today that I bought at the Beatles Museum in Liverpool.
Sergeant Pepper? Oh, you've been to the museum?
Yeah, okay. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I am dedicated to this. Went to Penny Lane. Love the Beatles.
Did you do the photo?
Which one? Oh, across Abbey Road?
Abbey Road, is
yes,
that it?
Yes, we didn't do the photo because
a lot of tourists.
Traffic issue there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People hate it.
So I think I can sell you on the Beatles because they are a big name in music. And
I have heard.
There is a reason you have heard. In over 7 years, they actually released 12 studio albums, 13 EPs, 22 singles and 5 movies in 7 years. So big stuff.
Yes. Okay. Until you said movies, I'm like, so did the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but the Beatles were diverse. You've got hits
The Beach Boys weren't. They were in cahoots. They were competing with each other.
You need to stop comparing them to the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys rule.
Hurting myself.
I love the Beach Boys.
Look, they're versatile. You've got hits like Let It Be, beautiful song. Pair that with the psychedelic Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
You're playing both at the same time.
Yeah, well, they sound great together.
Yep.
Penny Lane, as I mentioned. They're a bit of everything, the Beatles.
They all sound pretty similar. At least you could have gone with their weird, later, psychedelic stuff. You know, stuff that's really... Because that's pretty ahead of its time. That stuff's pretty cool.
Mm.
There's a great Mad Men episode where Don Draper listens to this... The Beatles, and he just turns it off after 20 seconds. This new music, he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He's old. He's, oh my goodness.
Like you, pretty
much.
He's
not the future.
He's you.
I accept that song slaps.
The thing with the Beatles, though, is that they were like the first step into rock and roll. They were very well known for being quite cheeky with the press. This is John Lennon in an interview over in America.
John, here is the American public. 40 million American viewers.
Sounds just like one man to me.
Staring you right in the face.
How's the cameraman?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Just tuned out.
Bob. They're funny. This is what I'm trying to tell you. But look, I'm going to appeal to your more reasonable side. There's a few things that would not exist if the Beatles...
Okay, this is true.
Yes.
If we're talking Life of Brian...
Sure. If that's going to sell you...
George Harrison was a great film producer.
Very true. But also... We talked briefly about this movie yesterday. It's called Yesterday. It's based on the fact that what would happen if the Beatles didn't exist. Now, they make some very good points in this movie. First things first, Coca-Cola. The Beatles mentioned Coca-Cola in their song Come Together.
Yes.
Without that mention, we might not have Coca-Cola because nobody would care.
No one would
want the Coca-Cola. It'd be Pepsi all round.
Okay, interesting.
Also, and look, this one I don't want to give to them in the sense that it were probably better off without them, but some argue that cigarettes wouldn't have been a thing without the Beatles.
Well, yeah, that's
which
not
is kind
your best
of the opposite argument to what we want, but just
LSD,
wanted to throw that in
the
there.
People wouldn't. Is that what you're saying?
Most importantly, though, Bob, without the Beatles, we would not have this. Oasis call themselves the 90s Beatles, and we may not have had Wonderwall without the Beatles.
I don't really like Wonderwall.
What is wrong with you? This is stressing me out. Bob, have I at all sold you on the Beatles this morning?
No, but tune in next week. I'll sell you on the Beach Boys.
It's not going to happen.